Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Tuesday of week 3, and we are on page 22 in the School of Prayer devotional book. Today, we're reflecting on the truth of 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scripture is breathed out by God. Isn't that beautiful? I have said it before, and I will always say it. What a remarkable gift God has given us, that he inspired men to write down his words and that he has preserved that word for us over thousands of years. This is a central tenet of our faith, that God's word is truly his and that it is true. We're going to practice listening for his voice as we read his word, and our passage should be familiar to us. We looked at this during the I Am Jesus series podcasts. If you missed any of those, I invite you to go back and listen. Today we're in John 14, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 11. Before I do, let's just take a moment to quiet our minds and get our hearts ready for what he might be saying. Holy Spirit, teach us today. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. As I was reading, I felt a squeeze on my heart as I read Philip's words and Jesus' reply. Sometimes for me, that feeling is the cue to just stop and reflect and to ask the Spirit to reveal truth. Philip's words, he says, show us the Father and it is enough. They sound like the template for some of my prayers. Like, Lord, do or say something and that will be enough for me. But is it ever truly enough? Do I not come back and beg him again for just a little more knowledge or a little more intervention or just a little bit more revealing of my future? Am I ever really content with what he has shown me? Am I confident in him? Do I trust him? Or am I asking him to prove himself to me over and over and over again? It seems by Jesus' response, perhaps that was Philip's heart, for Jesus says, Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me? Sarah, have you walked with me these many years and you still do not know me? Sarah, have you witnessed my miracles in your life and in others' lives and yet you still do not believe that I am big enough? Sarah, have you experienced my presence and my care and yet you still wonder if I am with you now? Sarah, have you heard my voice in the storms of your life and yet you're still unsure if I will speak to you? Oh, how I want my heart and my mind to be steadfast and devoted to the Lord, sure of him and lacking all doubt. But oh, how fickle and flawed I truly am. But as I listened again to Jesus asking, Have I been with you so long and still you do not know me? I do not hear a voice filled with anger or condescension or disappointment. I hear a voice so full of love and longing that I am reminded that he never wavers in his desire for me, in his steadfast love for me. I want the Holy Spirit to bring to my remembrance all that I know and all that I have experienced with the Lord. But I know that when I forget, he is not quick to chastise, he's quick to restore me and to remind me. Jesus, it is true, I do know you. I have seen your works. I have heard your voice. I have walked your path. I remember so many days, so many moments. And let that remembering be enough in the now. God, don't let me wander around and questioning and doubting when I know what I have seen and heard from you. You are, you have been, you always will be enough for me. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.